Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, October 15th, 2023, and this is my newest segment of Markets Look Ahead. I'm going to tell you right off the bat what's going on in case you don't know. You're being set up. We're all being set up. We're being herded like cattle being led to the slaughter. Period. That's what you're witnessing right now. Turn on any of the mainstream media propaganda ministries. You cannot escape what they're trying to sell you. This is just the same as any major corporation trying to sell you something. They're selling you this new war. Have you noticed how the news is devoid of anything else other than this war, the atrocities and everything else? They're trying to get people again to follow a certain train of thought. And they're setting you up, as I said, there's a trap door that is being put underneath you. Okay, people are being herded, led to the slaughter, as I said. It's the same mechanism they use over and over again. You don't even hear about the Ukraine war anymore. Russia, Ukraine, don't matter anymore. Okay, why? Because they got all the funding they want into infinity for that one. They got to sell you a new war and expect this to come home to you. Okay, this is coming home to you. And with regard to this war, it's following the exact trajectory that you and I have outlined already. It's expanding on all fronts. Now, with that said, I want to read something to you. This is a piece you will find in your inbox right now if you subscribe to my free newsletter, link below. I think this is critical information, okay? I want to read this, and I want to go through it in a little more detail than is in the newsletter. So, endgame, war, expanding wars, and hyper debt. Today in this twisted environment, nothing is what it appears to be. Question everything. I mean, this goes back to what I just told you. You're being set up. You're being herded. You're being pushed into an untenable situation, and that's where they want you. Look here. Don't look here. Let us sell you this thing. That's all this is. Understand? It's a means to an end which is going to require astronomical amounts of cash to be pulled into the system, because that's what this is all about. All these things. Actually, hold that thought. I'm going to read this and I'm going to cover more of it. All right, so as I just said, today in this twisted environment, nothing is what it appears to be. Question everything. At its core, you know this already, but pay attention, please. At its core, the world right now is in a full-blown liquidity crisis. That is, cash is drying up very rapidly. In order to keep the world financial system liquid, events like war and expanding wars are started deliberately. Repeated warnings are always ignored. They allow these things to happen. They know they're going to happen. They know they're going to happen because they've been planned out years in advance. They allow them to happen because it's a means to an end. Do not let a crisis go to waste. How many times have we heard this? We function today, the world today, none more so than right here in the United States, functions from crisis to crisis to crisis to crisis. Whether it's congressional crisis or anything else, that's the only way we know how to function. Because again, it's what they're trying to do to us. Okay, it's an illusion. Everything you're seeing. Anyway, let me read on. No other endeavor on earth, you know this already, people, generates more need for borrowed dollars to be pulled into the system than war. Understanding that there is no nation on earth that exists today that has a war chest. There's no war chest. The question is, where does the cash come from? Who finances these wars? It comes directly from central banks, people. The central banks, who are more than happy to lend. And let me, I'm going to let you in on a little secret in case you don't know. They finance both sides. Okay. War is a racket. Have you heard that one before? Yeah, I hope so. As much as the population of the world has no idea, you do. The world today is not governed by presidents, kings, queens, monarchs, or even dictators. It is ruled collectively, collectively by central banks. It is central banks who control the world economy, the world financial markets, the world financial system. It is also these central banks who deliberately foster war to fulfill their end game. Every central bank on this earth has but one goal, an end game, which is to be the lender and buyer of last resort, to own the world. I've been telling you this for 10 years. I hope you understand. I know you do. I'm preaching to the choir right now for the people that follow my work. People, look, what are they doing? They're taking to the streets. Finally, they're in revolt, okay? But they're being blind. They've fallen through the trap door. They don't know what's really going on. They don't understand that this war is a racket. All wars are a racket. Wars are deceptions. These are tools. These are means to an end to keep cash flowing into the system, to divide people, to cause hatred around the world. And it is working. People are falling through the trap door that's been set for them. But not you. None of you. Anyway. All central banks collectively have one product, only one, and that is their ability to issue debt. Debt is the one and only product of every single central bank on the planet, and the more debt a central bank can issue or is called on to issue by politicians, presidents, whoever it might be, the stronger they become. When you hear whatever president it might be, because you're going to hear more of this, and we already heard it once, we need a weaker dollar. We need negative rates. This is a person who's trying to fuel the system. They're trying to empower the central banks more so. That's what this is. You want to take away a central bank's power? You cut off their ability to issue a single dollar of debt. Then we could take the system back, but it's not going to happen. Again, people right now, they're being divided. They're being told where to look, how to think. Do you understand? Okay, why is it that global debt never goes down? Why is it that global debt today is skyrocketing at its fastest pace ever? Let me put this into a perspective for you, those that, of you that live here in the United States, okay? And this is a global phenomenon. But here in the United States, U.S. debt is rising at $40 billion per day right now. $40 billion per day. And at the current pace, this means we will add $1 trillion to the federal deficit every 45 days. At its current pace, with wars, acceleration of wars, expanding wars, this is going to be every 30 days, maybe even every 15. It's a mechanism, people. It's a freaking mechanism. Anyway, wars, expanding wars, which require astronomical amounts of debt to be borrowed into the system, will have much the same effect. Pay attention to this, lions and traders out here. Much the same effect on world stock markets as central banks' quantitative easing. They're pumping the system full of debt. They're trying to stabilize the debt market for now. Again, the world is illiquid. We're running out of cash. They need this war, and they need this war to expand, for which it is on every front. People, I really hope you understand what you're seeing here. This is a literal extermination. And don't think you're immune. They want you gone too. Okay, anyway. Let me read this again, and I want you to focus on this part. War. Expanding wars, which will require astronomical amounts of debt to be borrowed into the system, will have much the same effect on world stock markets as central banks' quantitative easing. What am I telling you? If they can manage to keep the debt market stable by creating more fear, by pulling more cash into the system, it's going to have the same effect as quantitative easing, pushing the stock market higher, despite the fact that the world's coming apart. All right, a problem which will lead this new, this debt system, quantitative easing for the market, a problem which will lead to much greater price distortions across the spectrum of assets and set the stage for much higher inflation. Are we on the same page right now? Take a moment to pause. What you've heard out of my mouth so far, Greg, you're out of your mind, you're wearing a tinfoil hat, you have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, Greg, you are so on target. More people need to hear this. If you think that's true, then right now I'm going to ask you, give this video a thumbs up and share it at the end. War also serves another diabolical purpose. It is a great divider, maybe not the greatest divider. The great dividers are several categories of things. Religion, politics are great dividers. War is a great divider. And the effect of war or wars reaches far beyond the battlefield. The principal mechanism by which the few have extorted control over the many since time immemorial is by keeping people divided, and that's what they're doing, the selling of the war. You need to hate these people, you need to despise these people, and they're going to sell you every reason that they could come up with, the things you can't even imagine, to cause hatred and division. They're setting a trap door underneath you, right beneath your feet, and you have a noose on your neck, so you can imagine what they're trying to do to you. People, pay attention to this last sentence. This is it, all right? War is a deception, a lie, a mechanism to put man or woman against his brother or sister. War is the product of central banks. And you're being sold another war by these institutions. Again, look, you have to realize what's going on here. Central banks, as you well know, they run it all. Okay, they must look like squeaky clean and blameless. They fund it all. This is where the cash comes from, people. I want to read something else to you, and this is not from me. This is an article that was written and published in The Hill. I don't know what you think about The Hill. Neither do I. But this article from this gentleman, Desmond Lachman, really, the guy gets it. Let me just read this to you real quick, and then we're going to talk a little bit more. All right. This is what Desmond Lachman had to say. Troubles are coming to the world economy. We're pretty much there, Desmond. Not as single spies, but as battalions. They are doing so on multiple fronts in the United States, China, and Europe, coupled with renewed geopolitical strains, obviously, in the Middle East. At least this guy has his eyes open. You understand? Those troubles heighten the chances of a full-blown world economic and financial market crisis as we move forward. I mean, we're in one now. I think, see, Desmond knows this, okay? And he sees what's going on. But I want you to pay attention to this one last part. I want to show it to you, too. All right, because this is something that you and I have been so keenly aware of. It's just, frankly, unbelievable. Right here. This. I'm going to read this to you. Among the greatest threats to the United States and world economic recoveries, we're not recovering anything, Desmond, is the recent spike in U.S. Treasury bonds. In other words, the sell-off in the debt market, something that you and I have covered at length every day. Every freaking day we talk about it because no one's paying enough attention to this, but this guy is. Maybe he follows my work because it sounds like me talking about the problems here in the debt market. It's melting down. Okay, let me put another perspective on this for you. The world debt market, which is melting down, I don't know another way to put this here. If a meltdown in the global debt markets means everything ends. The world as we know it ends. An implosion in the debt market, which started, you have to understand something else too. We've witnessed a phenomenon since April. Since April of this year, we have witnessed an incredible phenomenon, a sell-off in the debt market, which has been unprecedented in history. We watched the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, MMRI, free to you, free to everybody, link below, balloon over 100 points since April. Okay, this is the sell-off in the debt market that's going on, the knee-jerk reaction into the dollar. The world, or at least the debt market, there's something that goes around on Wall Street that says the bond market is always right. The bond market knew that this war was going to happen. Again, the spiking in risk, the sell-off in the debt market. But it was an intelligence failure. And they're selling you the lie again, even though we know it's not an intelligence failure. Warnings were ignored again, just like they were for 9/11. Okay, repeatedly ignored. And then they try to cover it up. War is a racket, people, and everything I just told you is 100% true. Anyway, this right now is a Band-Aid on the system to push cash into the debt market, to stabilize it, to push off the inevitable outcome. All right. And then they're going to blame when this whole thing comes apart, and it's going to. All this is doing is making the existing distortions much, much worse. Much, much worse here. And if you think, again, as I told you, on Friday. Thousands of people are not going to exist come Monday, and more people are about to die. That's going to happen too. More people are dying. And they will kill, maim, slaughter as many people as they have to keep the twisted system going. And there's going to be protests in the street. Protest, again, protests should really be going on here against the central banks. Right outside the Federal Reserve today, there should be thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people protesting the Federal Reserve, protesting central banks around the world, but there's not one solitary person there. None. Zero. Not even one. Okay? Again, can't be that. It's not the funders of the war, because we don't have a war chest. Who funds the wars? Who funds all the wars? Who runs it all? It's the central banks. Who's created this war? All these wars? Central banks, to fulfill their endgame. There's no one there. They must be laughing. They must be laughing at all of us, but not at you and I. Not at you and I. Let me talk more about this. So again, war, as we expected, is opening up on more fronts. They're selling you a war. People, I want you to look beyond this. Understand. Look beyond the Middle East right now. They're not allowing you to know that. Russia, Ukraine, you don't even hear about that anymore. Okay, they've already sold you that war, and you're committed. Again, how do I know you're committed? Because no, except for you and I mean, we're trying to raise awareness here. But those people, the world is committed to the war, is what I'm trying to say. They got it. Okay, they're going to get all the funding they need and then some. Just like this, but they got to sell you the war. They got to tell you about the children. Okay, they got to tell you about all kinds of stuff that's going on. Mostly one-sided. Okay. But they got to sell it to you. And they're going to sell it to you in a big way. And I'm more worried than I have ever been that another false flag is going to occur probably right here in the United States as they box us in here. So look beyond the Middle East. I want you to pay attention to something else that's going on, people. We've discussed this for quite a while before the war, the alliances that are being put together. Nations around the world who are hostile in one form or the other to the United States, the BRICS Nations Alliance. Pay attention to this stuff because you're not supposed to. You understand? You must focus on what they're telling you to look at. If they're telling you to look at this and they're selling you this new war, right? I have it on right now. What is this I'm watching? I can't even read it. I need glasses to see distance and I can't even read the freaking thing. But they're selling you a freaking war here. Via whatever mechanism, like I said, I can't read it. But anyway, so just please don't fall through this trapdoor that they're trying to set for you. And I can see a lot of the hate in the comments and stuff like that. Again, they got you. They got you by the throat. Those of you that are feeling the hatred, the division, you've already fallen through the trapdoor. You got to try to get that noose off your neck. Understand what they're doing to you. And realize what this means in the bigger picture here. Being that the United States is already directly involved in war, and with the cash going over to and weaponry going over to Ukraine, and much more, we're sending over another carrier battle group over to the Middle East right now. The U.S. is committed. This is a world war. This is the beginning of World War III, which we all knew was the beginning of World War III with Russia, Ukraine. Many of you told me I was wrong, but I wasn't wrong. And I know a lot of you get it, what's going on. But they can't, you see, people can't handle it. They cannot handle the truth. And when they're told the truth, like who's really, which organization would you say is the number one state sponsor of terror? Is it really Iran or some rogue nation? No, it's central banks. Central banks collectively are the number one sponsor of terror around the world. It's these institutions. And I think it's pretty clear to all of us, at least it should be. If it's not, then you need to rethink your entire situation. As a matter of fact, look, don't believe a word I've just told you. None of it at all. Pretend that this is all just, I don't know, whatever you want it to be. But I would urge you to think. All I want people to do, who watch, follow this blog, our thing, this is our thing, is to think. Does this make sense to you, what I'm saying? These papers here about Endgame. This is in your inbox, again, if you subscribe to my newsletter. Does this ring true? Does it sound right to you? People know the truth when they hear it, okay? Anyway, people, I know I'm preaching to the choir here. Now, with regard to this market, as I said, war, expanding wars, this is going to, for now, add liquidity to the system. More than likely, for now, see some kind of stabilization here in the debt market. If, in fact, we begin to see an accelerated sell-off in the debt market, this could backfire. Is it possible that this could backfire? I think it's possible. But I think they would exert even more fear on people by a false flag. Greatly, I mean, this war is expanding very, very fast. Very, very fast, as we called it out, too. And it must to, again, fuel the system with more debt, more liquidity. And all this is going to do is create a much greater problem because you can't, they can't, this current system is being dismantled piece by piece. You know that. Piece by piece by piece by piece. Then now what they're going to do is they're going to use the New World War as the scapegoat. As the scapegoat as to why human suffering has reached a climax. Why human suffering is what it is. It's these people's fault. It's the war's fault. It's that. And the central banks will remain spotless because they, the central banks, are going to have a solution for you. That's what they're going, this is what all this is. Problem, reaction, solution. It's always the same story. And that's what they're going to do here. A new system is going to be instituted as they dismantle this one. And this is the end game. This is the final stage right now. You're in it. You're seeing it right now, the final stage of the dismantling of the current system and institution of a new one. All right, does this make sense to you? I want to hear from you. All right, this is kind of a long video. I know that, and I do apologize to those of you that do not like long videos. But I have so much to say. I could go on and on, but I think I'd get a lot more complaints. And I don't want people to complain because people, that's all they do. I mean, again, this video is going to anger a lot of people. They don't see it and they're incapable of it. They don't understand what's going on. And that's part of the fog of war. You understand? Keeping people confused, off balance, not really understanding who's the enemy here. What's happening here? Oh, blame these. It's these. It's them. It's this. It's that. Can't possibly be these other people. Oh, no, they care about all of us. Can't be all politicians colluding with central banks. Oh, can't be that, can it? Of course not, because they love every single one of us, too. People, speaking of love, okay, like, we need each other so badly right now. People are dying, suffering around the world. This is the truth. Nothing is what it seems to be, though. I know you get it. They're showing a picture right now of a carrier battle group. Oh, man. Anyway, war. Welcome to the New World Order. People, this guy loves you a lot from the heart, and I mean that. Please share the video. Get it out there. Let me know what you think about these things. Good, bad, or indifferent. Greg, you just don't know what you're talking about. Greg, I think you're on point here. I really, honestly want to hear from you, all right? And that's it, people. All right, I will see you tomorrow morning for my morning report, and I'm sure things are going to be even more interesting then, all right? Love you a lot. See you later.